Goth Faith Unleashed, Breaking Legalistic Chains. Today we're taking a look at something that trips up a lot of people, the idea that you can't be a Christian and a goth at the same time. Welcome to this space where we talk about real faith in a world that likes to build walls. Legalism occurs when people take their own rules and try to make them equal to what God actually says. It's about looking at part based on someone else's list. It's all about black clothes, dramatic makeup, deep music, and a love for the mysterious side of life. Some Christians see that and think it's dark, worldly, or not for them. Is that what the Bible says? I don't think so. The Bible talks a lot about the heart, not how your jacket looks or what color your hair is. God looks at the inside, while people look at the outside. There are all kinds of people Jesus hung out with who didn't fit the religious crowd's expectations. Tax collectors, sinners, people on the edge of society. They didn't have to change their look before following him. He called them to repentance and a new life, but he didn't give them a dress code. That's important. We're adding extra rules to someone when we tell them they have to stop being goth. Legitimacy likes to creep in because it feels safe. If everyone dresses the same and listens to the same music, then the group feels clean and controlled. But real faith is not about control. It's about freedom. Paul wrote in Galatians that we're called to freedom in Christ, not slavery. When we judge a brother or sister for their style, we're taking over the job of judge. Those themes line up with Christian truth more than we realize. Gothic culture often explores death, beauty and darkness, and the struggle between light and shadow. Psalms are full of dark nights of the soul. Take the cross, the ultimate dark moment that led to the brightest victory. Christians in goth style can really use their aesthetic to point to resurrection. Black clothes can remind us of mourning turned to joy. Deep songs can echo Scripture's honest laments. Many Christians have expressed their walk with God through art, music, and style throughout history. Gothic cathedrals in Europe were built to inspire awe with their tall spires and stained glass telling Bible stories. That was Gothic, and it was made for God's glory. In today's goth scene, atmospheric sounds and meaningful words can bring people in who would never go to a traditional church. Legalism says certain looks or sounds aren't cool. It's hard to accept that message. Someone who loves the goth community but wants to follow Christ hears, "You have to leave that world behind." That message hurts. Faith seems like a trade-off instead of an addition. Jesus adds to our lives. As long as it doesn't lead to sin, he doesn't demand we erase everything that makes us who we are. Does the Bible really say anything about appearance? It says to dress modestly and focus on inner beauty. Gothic fashion can meet that standard just as easily as any other style. Modesty is not about avoiding black eyeliner. It's about not drawing attention in the wrong way. You can wear dark clothes and have a bright heart. They're not enemies. It's also ignoring the diversity in God's creation. God made people with different tastes, different ways of expressing beauty, and different cultures. We should let the body of Christ reflect that variety, not squash it into one mold. We open the door for more people to come to Jesus when we fight legalism. This shows up a lot in music as well. Goth rock and related styles often have heavy beats, haunting vocals, and thoughtful lyrics. Some Christians label the whole genre as bad, but not every song in every genre is perfect. There are plenty of goth-adjacent artists who explore faith, redemption, and spiritual warfare in powerful ways. It's always a good idea to listen to music that stirs the soul toward God, no matter the style. We're saved by grace through faith, not by fitting into a subculture that some churches approve. Legalism wants to add requirements. Legalism says, "Come as you are, then let Jesus transform you." If someone is goth and loves Jesus, trusts his word, and seeks to live for him, their style does not cancel that out. This doesn't mean everything goes. Sin is still sin. If any part of goth culture leads someone into actual rebellion against God, it needs to be addressed. But the culture itself isn't the enemy. The enemy is the legalistic attitude that pushes people away from the cross because of how they look. Goth Christians exist, and they have a place in the kingdom. Let's be the kind of Christians who welcome people with open arms. They can give us fresh insight into Scripture and come up with creative ways to spread the gospel with their unique perspective. If we reject legalism, we step into the freedom Jesus promised. We're free to be who God created us to be while following him wholeheartedly. So if you're a goth and wondering if you can follow Christ, you can. He's calling you just as you are. Let's see what life with him looks like. It's amazing.